The new NBA season tips off tonight, but basketball fans have had plenty of off-court action to follow in the last few months. There have been some high-profile controversies, scandals, and feuds. And for a look at those and how they might affect the coming season, I'm joined by Michael Pina, senior staff writer at The Ringer. Michael, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm talking to you from Boston, so forgive me if I start off by asking you about the Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka, who led the team to the NBA Finals last year. He had to step aside after admitting to a consensual relationship with a team manager. So now there's an interim coach. So catch us up on this story. What does the new season look like for the Celtics?
Well, to be honest, there's not a lot of information about Udoka's situation. He was suspended for a year. Joe Mazzulla, a 34-year-old assistant who's been with the team since 2019, is the interim head coach. And to be honest, it's a mystery how significant this turnover will be, if it'll have one at all in a good or a bad way. The Celtics, as a basketball team, have a lot of talent and a lot of on-court and cultural continuity still.
Right. So, and the core of last year's team, which made it to the finals, is still there. So they're in a pretty good position going into this new season, would you say?
Yeah, they should still be a formidable squad. Jason Tatum is one of the 10 best players alive. Jaylen Brown is an elite two-way wing. They have pretty good depth at every position. Robert Williams' knee is a concern. He had off-season knee surgery, but if he's back and healthy sometime after the All-Star break, they should be as formidable as any team in the conference.
All right. The other team in the final last year, the eventual victors, the Golden State Warriors, have also had a bit of a complicated offseason. Two of their stars ended up in an altercation. The team dealt with this internally. But there's been a lot of criticism that maybe they didn't go far enough in the punishment. Remind us what happened and what the reaction has been like.
Yeah, it's sort of an unprecedented situation. Draymond Green, forward for the Warriors, punched his teammate Jordan Poole in the face, and then tape of it leaked, and everyone got to see what happened. It's a crisis situation for a basketball team. Only Poole and Draymond really know how this feels. Only those very close to the situation every day can gauge how it'll impact their locker room throughout an 82-game season. But if any group can overcome this, it's the Warriors, in large part because they still have Steph Curry, who's historically great and one of the best teammates of all time.
Right. And maybe the biggest story of the offseason was the fate of the Phoenix Suns and their owner, Robert Sarver, who was punished for misconduct and inappropriate behavior, including using racial slurs and engaging in sexist behavior over many years. Some, including some key players, have complained the response was too lenient. Bring us up to date there and what you think that does to that team's chances the season ahead.
Right. So as you said, ESPN reported a story last year about Sarver's 18-year-long pattern of misogynistic and racist behavior. An investigation was launched. He was suspended for 1 year and had to pay a $10 million fine. As you said, that punishment was viewed as too lenient by many around the league. And Sarver had announced shortly thereafter of his plan to sell the team. This could have financial ramifications regarding trades and season decisions that the team has on the court. You know, they won 64 games last season. They'll be pretty good, but some of their players, their key players, are a little bit older, and it'll be interesting to see how much money ownership in this period is willing to spend to keep them at the top.
Well, let's go back to the court and play. Both the Celtics and the Warriors play tonight, not against each other. Are they still considered the favorites? And who else do you expect to do well this season? Who else do you expect to contend?
Right. I think both those teams are contenders. It's hard to call any team a favorite this season, which is why it's such a fun and unpredictable journey we're about to go on. I'd say the Clippers, the Bucks, the Sixers, the Nuggets, and maybe a team or two or three or four that I'm forgetting can all win the title this year. So it should be a lot of fun.
Right. What about the dark horses out there? Who do you think could spring a surprise this season?
Maybe not to win the title, but I think the New Orleans Pelicans will be absolutely awesome. And their star forward, Zion Williamson, will be one of this season's brightest stars, assuming he's able to stay healthy. There's really nobody like him on a basketball court. And 2 years ago, when he was 100% healthy, he had one of the best seasons a 20-year-old has ever had. So I'm really looking forward to watching him play again.
And Michael, a little more about another question about other players. Every season brings sort of new names to the fore, other players coming back from injuries. Who are the rookies and the comeback players that you're expecting to see big things from?
Right. So I think the amount of injured players who are back and healthy are really make this season as unpredictable as I've previously stated. There's Zion, there's Kawhi Leonard, there's Ben Simmons, there's Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. in Denver, there's Damian Lillard. I mean, the list goes on and on of marquee talent and superstar level players who did not play at all last year. So it just kind of throws a spice into the mix and should be just, again, a lot of fun to see how all this plays out.
A lot of fun to watch, and it all kicks off tonight. That's Michael Pina, senior staff writer at The Ringer, talking about the new NBA season. Michael, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.